So today, this is all about entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, and we are talking about building a better business. So welcome, everybody. It's good to see Sherry. Sherry is my co-host, my co-mod, and so she's going to share some things with us today as well. Linda, thank you for being with us. I always like to have more than one co-host or co-mod, so I'm also going to make Linda a co-host as well. And Marty, thank you for coming back again today. It's good to see you.
Thank
We've got
you.
Estella on today, and Wendy, thanks for being with us, Wendy. So, how are you? We were just kind of chatting about where we all are in the temperature. I'm actually in Bradenton, Florida today, and my temperature is 76. And Sherry is over close to Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and her temperature is 35. Is that right? Yeah. And Marty, where did you say you were again? You're out in.
I'm in southern Minnesota helping my dad out after a surgery, and it's a high of 60 today, but a snowstorm tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Linda, how about you? Where are you and what's the temperature?
I'm just outside of Pittsburgh, and Sherry has me beat by 1 degree.
Oh, okay.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's
Wendy.
milder there because they're closer to the ocean.
Wendy, how about you?
I'm in Michigan and it's a very cold 35 today.
Okay, all right. So you're competing with the Pennsylvania folks. Estella, how about you? Can you hear us? Estella hasn't turned her camera on, so she might be getting her coffee. I see Linda has hers. Mark just warmed mine up. There's Estella.
Hi, ladies. It is like 32 here, but it's supposed to get a little bit warmer, so.
All
Hi,
right.
ladies.
Hi, and we just had Tom, so now we have to include ladies and gentlemen. Tom, can you hear us okay? You can unmute and chat with us. Tom might just be listening in. Can you hear us?
Yes, all good.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. How did you hear about us?
Through your weekly emails.
Okay, very good. I'm going to click to see if you want to come up. If you can click on that to come up as a panelist. And what that means is you can share your video if you want, but you don't have to. Marty's got hers turned off. Looks like Tom declined, but you can still chat with us, Tom. So anytime you want to chat with us, that's fine. So I will kind of watch that to see who else jumps on. Anyway, today on Build a Better Business, we go through a series. It takes us 12 months to go through the series, and Sherry's got some great information for us today as well. But we first start talking about, what is our promise to our audience? What are we bringing? What value are we bringing? And we call that our value proposition. And I'm going to show you kind of what that looks like and how you can craft that for all of you that are on the call. And then, of course, we then go into the next topic, which is our storytelling is our marketing. And everybody loves a great story. And I won't get down into the weeds on that today because we just talked about that last month, and there's a video replay that you can go and listen to if you'd like. And all about the story is the cornerstone of your business because folks always want to know, well, what is it that you do? What they really want to know is, how did you decide to do this? Why did you decide to do this? And generally, it's a problem that you had and a solution that you found, and now you want to help other folks find the same solution. And oftentimes, that's what our marketing is. When we're talking about what we're selling, it's something that we love to begin with. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't be bringing it to our audience. And so it's one thing to just say, oh, here's my great products, please buy this. And it's another thing to say, oh boy, once upon a time, I really had this problem and I found a product that solved my problem. And if I had this problem, then I know a lot of other folks probably have this same problem. And now I want to bring the solution that I found to you and help you solve the same problem. And so that is kind of the hero's journey on all of our products and services. And so if we can include that into our story, that makes a big difference. And so a lot of folks, when you go to their website, which is going to be, especially today, and we're all on a Zoom call. So I'm assuming that a lot of us are somewhat technical savvy because we're all here. And what happens is, even if it's a brick and mortar store, we often will, and I'll use a general term, we'll often Google them. will search for them and just to see more about the product or services. And even if it's a store where we're going to go, you know, buy something, we might look them up online first to see, let's see if they carry the actual product that I'm looking for before I drive over there. And especially restaurants is a great example. We'll say, oh, let's look at and see what their hours are. Let's see what their menu is. If somebody recommends a restaurant, we might check them out online. So my point to all of that is that you have to have a place for your customers to land. And that is going to be a website of some sort. Now, we talk about landing pages. Don't confuse this. A landing page is simply a one-page website. So don't confuse what a landing page is. If you're not very technical savvy, you might go, oh my gosh, I got to have funnels and then I got to have landing pages and this is all above me and I don't understand all of that. And you know, I barely know how to create, you know, a website, or maybe you don't even know how to do that. But there are tons and tons and tons of platforms out there, and it's all in my academy. We're not going to go through and actually, you know, read all of the different modules, but you can look up within the academy, you know, the top 10 website design pages, the plug and play that I like to talk about, the drag and drop, where you can just open up, it's already designed for you, and you just plug in your pictures and your words and publish, and boom, you've got a website. So don't overthink that. Don't make that more complicated than it is. I'm going to get to Sherry in a little bit, and also to Linda, because Linda has an all-in-one platform where you can, once you pick up her platform, you can do all of that all within one platform. You don't have to say, well, now I need a blog platform. Well, now I need a podcast platform. Well, now I need, you know, a landing page or a funnel. She has a program that it's all in one. Now, I'm not using her program, but it's an amazing program and she's on it, and you can take a look at what she's doing over there and you can see how easy it is to use. And Sherry, are you using an all in one platform or are you? No, see, and I'm not either. And again, part of it is because I've already created mine and I don't want to recreate it. I'm kind of trying to be somewhat semi-retired. So I'm on my platform that works really well for me. And I've had to go outside my platform for a couple of little things, but most of my stuff is sitting on Teachable. And I'm going to show you my platform here in a moment. Linda, I'm going to jump over real quick. What's the name of yours?
I actually can provide a link in the chat. It's a funnel builder through a company called the Home Business Academy. And I would love you to use my link if you want to explore that. And by the way, I am starting a meetup later this month where I will be teaching people how to, thank you, Sherry, teaching people how to set up some of this tech, to have a landing page, an opt-in page, a one or two or three page website.
Tell us the name of your meetup. I love it. I can't wait for her to launch this.
It's the Automated Entrepreneur.
Yay. Now, again, this ties in so much with what we're talking about, because we talked about what value are you bringing to your audience? Yeah, Stella. What value are you bringing to your audience? And does not her name of her meetup just tell you exactly what it's about? And if you are at that spot in your business, you're going to lean in and you're going to say, oh, I need to check out that meetup. And so that ties in perfectly with what we're talking about today. So anyway, we talk about our VPS, what value are you bringing to your audience? The name of her meetup just really speaks to that. And then we're talking about your story. And of course, I'm sure, Linda, that when you launch, you're going to tell your story that once upon a time you struggled with tech and then you discovered this great platform and now you want to share the platform with other folks and how easy it is. And so you see where your story really makes folks lean in, because now all of us are saying, I can relate to Linda. Linda was where I am now. If I'm struggling with the technology, that's where Linda was, and she found a solution and she's willing to share her solution with me. And so that's what makes folks lean in. So think about what it is that you're marketing and how your story will make folks lean in and say, oh, Marty gets me, or Wendy really understands me, or, oh, wow, I can tell that Tom was where I used to be and now he's got the solution. Or, gee, I listened to Estella and I understand exactly why she is bringing this to to her audience, her products. And with Sherry, I've watched Sherry create from the very beginning. Oh my gosh, Sherry, I love watching you create. Sherry doesn't let the grass grow. She constantly is growing her business. She's collaborating with other folks, and she's growing every day and adding more products and services as we speak. So I'm going to go down my website and I'm going to show you what we're talking about today, and serving is selling. So we've already talked about the VPS. We've already talked about the storytelling. Today, we're going to talk about serving is selling. Now, before we get started, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. So here I sit. I've created my products. I've got my website, my landing page, if you will. I put my products over there, and now I don't have an audience yet. And I'm like, how do I get clients? How do I get this audience? So the first thing that I do is I go out and listen to other gurus that have the same audience that I want. So think about, first of all, who is your audience? Who is your product for? And then who else has that same audience? So I'll give you a perfect example. Linda and I have the same audience. See, because I'm talking to folks that are just getting started building a better business. And Linda is like, I've got the platform. You know, if you've got the people, I've got the platform. And so we have the same audience. And you notice that Linda shows up here. For those of you that have been with me for a while, you see that Linda comes on board the calls a lot. And so because I see that she is here, she always is very, very open to being a co-host. She always is very helpful to the audience, to the group. She always brings value every single time. So what do? I help promote her. You see how she's here serving my audience. And so I'm going to now serve her back. Do you see how that works? So your serving is selling. And I can almost guarantee that some of you on this call are going to check out her meetup. How did you find her? Because she was here talking to my audience. Does that make sense? You see where we're going with that? So find someone else, a guru, in whatever their specialty is, that has the same audience that you're looking for, and serve them. Show up. Be consistent. Bring value. If it's an in-person meetup, bring the coffee. If it's a breakfast meeting, bring the bagels. Bring the coffee. Offer to help set up tables. Offer to be a greeter at the door if it's an in-person meetup. If it's something that's virtual like this one, show up. Offer to be a co-host. Offer to be a co-mod. Bring value to the conversation. And the host or the owner of that business will notice you. And if you're consistent, then you can start collaborating within their group, and they will start marketing your products. Now, because Linda and I have built a relationship, and I know her, and we've met personally, even though she's over in Pennsylvania and I'm mostly in Ohio and today in Florida, but we've met, and she has been showing up on my calls for what? How long? A year? 2 years? I don't even know. A couple of years at least. Yeah. Oh, you're on mute. Maybe 3 years. Yeah.
Maybe three.
Yeah. And you see where she has been.
I think we met during COVID, maybe.
I think maybe you're right. And so this is a perfect example that she showed up. She continued to show up. She was very consistent. She brought value. She, you know, when I had an in-person meetup, she made the effort to drive all the way. In turn, I run a guest house in my home, so I allowed her and her husband to stay at the house, and we've just had a wonderful time, and we have built a relationship. And so that's the key. You're going to be consistent enough that you start building a relationship with the person who has the same audience that you're looking for. And then that host or that owner will start sharing back with you. And here is how I shared with Linda. Not only do I help promote her when she's on one of my calls, but I had a group on Meetup that I've had for some time. And when I decided to downsize, I said to myself, who is in my circle of folks on these calls that I could bless with this group? And so I'm giving that group to Linda. It's an already made group. She doesn't even have to build more of an audience. I'm actually giving her a portion of my audience because it's a meetup group that I decided to cut loose. It was a topic that it was spreading me a little too thin, and that topic overlapped this topic. So I merged, you know, I told that group, hey, if you still want to connect with me, you know, scoot over to this group. And many of them did, but a ton of them stayed there as well. They joined this group, but they stayed in that group because I said, stay tuned because Linda's going to be taking the group over and she's got some great content. So they stayed there. And now Linda is going to launch that with this new topic. And it's a group that starts off, oh gosh, I've forgotten, Linda, how many are in the group? How many members? Do you remember offhand?
It's over 200.
Yeah.
Over 200.
Yeah. So she gets a ready-made group. And now as she starts creating content over there and starts showing some activity, that group is going to start growing to even more members than what it has now. So I have Estella on the call. Estella has been with me. Oh gosh, Estella, how many years? You've been with me for 10? Oh, you're on mute, sweetie. Estella, you're on mute. Yep, unmute. There you go.
I think okay. It was like 2017. It was just before you got ready to stop doing the nails.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, I had 5 beauty salons. And when I retired, I decided to launch this academy. And that's when Estella and I, we met at an in-person networking event. And she's been with me ever since. And so just like Linda, meetup sometimes, and let me describe meetup here just a little bit. Sometimes in meetup, there's a group that I look at that kind of has the same audience that I have. So I'll join the meetup and I'll start going to whatever they're doing. If it's an in-person or if it's on Zoom, I'll start attending and I'll be the recipient like Linda. I'll be the one that's looking for their audience. So that because it's the same audience that I'm looking for, and I show up and I bring value and all of that. And one day I tapped into one of these meetup groups and it said that the organizer has stepped down and the group was just an orphan group out there with no organizer. I was a member, but I certainly, it wasn't my group. I didn't start the group. I wasn't an organizer or co-organizer of the group, but I was a member of the group. And the topic really would fit well with what I know about Estella and where she's headed with her business. And Estella, was that a Sunday I called you? I forgot what day I called her up.
But it was, I think it was like Labor Day or something. It was a holiday.
Okay, so I called her up and I'm like, Estella, there's an orphan group out there on Meetup. So if you join the group first, then we can make you the new organizer because the organizer is leaving the group and they're just going to let it dissolve. And Meetup, of course, gets paid. You have to have a Meetup, I'll call it subscription. And so Meetup puts out a 30-day notice that says the organizer has stepped down. Does any member of this group want to step up to keep the group? Because Meetup really doesn't want that group to go away. And then if nobody takes it after 30 days, the group just dissolves. It just disappears off of the platform. And then you'd have to rebuild a whole group all over again. Anyway, when I saw this one, I got a hold of Estella and I'm like, Estella, you got to grab this if it's something you're interested in. And she said, oh, most definitely. And so again, we were able to get the group for Estella. She joined the group. Then we made her the organizer. I stayed on as co-organizer so that I can help her as she starts to launch her group. And again, I've forgotten how many members are in that one, but
like 840 something.
Yeah, it was just a group hanging out there. So now within Meetup, you can even purchase the least expensive subscription with them. And you don't see those 800 folks' email addresses, but you can email them within the group. So now Estella can start marketing that group with her products and services and bringing value. But you have to have a place for that group to find you before you do that. Don't get the cart before the horse. So make sure you have your landing page, your website, wherever your business is going to live. Make sure that you have that in place first so that as you start creating content and events and maybe a Zoom call like this, you can do masterminds, you can do all kinds of classes, you can do all kinds of things within that group, but folks are going to check you out. They're going to say, who is Estella? Who is Linda? And so make sure that you have a place, a website, a URL that they can click on so that they can go over and see who you are and what you have to offer. Does that make sense to everybody? So you see how you have to have what value that you're bringing to your audience first. What promise are you giving your audience? If you work with me, here's what I can deliver. That's your value proposition. If you work with me, here's what I can deliver. Then here's my story. Here's how I got here, which makes people so much more interested in what you're doing. And then how can I serve you? How can I serve you? How can I serve? And so now this is going to be a two-way street. As Linda grows her audience, I hope that maybe she'll invite me to maybe be a guest speaker on her meetup. And Estella will bring me for an event for her meetup.
And you Linda see, and Cheryl and anybody yes. else.
So you see what the rising tide raises all the ships. And one of the things that I hear a lot when I'm teaching these classes, a lot of things that I hear a lot is, well, I don't really want to give it away because I'm trying to sell it and I'm trying to monetize it. And so I don't want to give away all my secrets because, this is my product and I don't want somebody to steal my stuff. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If you tied up your business in a little box and put a big bow on it and put it on the shelf and said, I've got 100 of these, I'm giving them away, 100 people would grab them because, everybody loves a free giveaway, but nobody would open the box and do anything with it like you. You think they're going to steal your stuff, but, how many programs have we bought that are still in the folder on the desk that we keep saying we're going to get around to getting around, but we're getting ready to start, but we never quite, cause life gets in the way. Everybody's busy. Everybody has their own lifestyle and their own thing going on. And so very few people, if you gave them all the answers, very few people are going to do anything with it. And so be authentic, be yourself. Don't be afraid. I'm a true believer in karma. Linda, thank you for posting that. Linda just posted about her new meetup coming over in the chat. Anyway, don't be afraid that somebody is going to steal your stuff. Just be authentic, be giving, be helpful, serve, because your serving is your selling. And I know that I have some faith-based folks on the call today, so I love this phrase, and I've used it before, and I'll repeat it today. I truly believe that if you do all the right things for all the right reasons, that God will honor it. And so don't be afraid to give away. So hopefully that's helpful. Now, I am going to share my screen and show you a little bit about what this looks like. And see if, okay, can everybody see my website page? Yes, okay. So this is what my website looks like. This is where my business sits. I'm going to move our faces there a little bit so I can see it. And here is my homepage. And I'm just going to scroll down the homepage to give you an idea of what we're talking about. When I scroll down, I give everybody the opportunity to do a 30-minute coffee chat with me. That way anybody that it's free. And that way, I use the word coffee chat to make it sound a little more informal. Sometimes you see phrases, contact me to schedule and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be a sales pitch. I don't want to click through there because it's going to be an infomercial. They're just going to, badger me the whole call to buy their products. And you're thinking, I don't want any high pressure sales. So you have a tendency to scroll past that. So I try to make this very casual, just a coffee chat with Kathy. Here is your freestyle living strategies, the complimentary call, the meetups. This is where we are today, free meetup, the courses, the masterminds, the one-on-one coaching, the tribe trips, and all of that makes you a part of the tribe. So you can see where These are all of my strategies, and I put it right up front so folks see that. This is my VPS, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster and design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So that's my VPS. That's what I'm bringing to my audience, teaching you, coaching you, helping you design so that you can have freestyle living. So then I go through the steps. You can attend a free meetup. You can browse our list of free meetups. You can buy a course. You can browse the list of courses. You can join the tribe. Here's where you can become a member. Or you can do one-on-one coaching. Here's where you can buy a package. And then here's where you can, be on one of our tribe trips. And you can click, I'd like to see where you're going next. And you can just go right down through that. Then here's how to meet me. Tells just a little bit about me. And again, you can tap through there if you want a coffee chat. And then I make a segue on my home landing page. Now I'm talking about things that are going to point back to all of these products. These are my products and services here. But you see where nothing is a hard sale. Nothing is a hard sale. It's, you know, you can join the tribe and it tells what that means. Getting coaching and it tells what that means. Going on a tribe trip. And then a little bit about me. So nothing in a hard sale. Then this is what points back. You can now look at any of the books that I've published, which talks more about me. You can click on my podcast. You can click on my blog. You can click on my calendar of events. You can go to the speaker's cabinet. You can learn more about how through my academy that we're all giving back around the world. And then I've got some nice little testimonials. There's Estella. Thank you for that, Estella. Debbie's not on today, but Debbie is, again, I got her just like Estella, a meetup group, and she has turned that into a podcast. And I think she's going on 3 years now on her podcast. And then down here at the very bottom is my certifications. Some folks lead with their certifications, and that makes me say, good for them. You know, oh, they've got all of these letters after their name. Well, good for them. But what is it in? What's in it for me? Because remember, whenever you send your audience over to your landing page or your website, which my home page right here of my website is my landing page. I'm scrolling backwards now back to the top. The first question that anybody that comes to your website is saying, whether they say it out loud or not, is what's in it for me? What's in it for me? I can have a talk with Kathy. What's in it for me? Oh, there's meetups and courses and masterminds and coaching. That's what's in it for the audience. What's in it for me? Oh, she's going to teach me how to be healthy, how to create passive income. She's going to coach me. She's going to help me design. What's in it for me? Oh my gosh, she's got free meetups. That's what's in it for me. What's in it for me? Oh, she's got courses I can tap into. I can become a member. I can go on and learn more about Kathy and one-on-one coaching. I can go on a tribe trip. See, what's in it for your audience? Make sure that your website is all about your audience. It's not about you. You're the mentor. You're the coach. You're the guide. They are the hero. Okay? They're the hero of their story. They just want to know what's in it for me. So then, remember I said, your VPS, your value, which is this little section right here. It's your elevator speech. When people say, what do you do? Oh, I have an online academy. I can show you how to have passive income without having to punch a time clock. And people are leaning in. Tell me more. But then my story is my marketing. And I don't say about me. You know, sometimes people, this is their about me page. And their about me page is full of all of their letters after their name. You know, well, I have this degree and I have that. That's about me. I have this, all of this. Well, that's not what your audience really wants to know. They really want to know what's your story. And so when you click on my story, and feel free to steal this, I left the prompts there and we talked about this last meetup. So there's a whole lesson on it as a replay if you want to go listen to it. But this is my story. Let me tell you a quick story. And then I just did it in a sentence or two under each thing. And it's my hero's journey. It's, you know, it's how I was a single mom and blah, blah, blah. And those of you that have been with me for, you've heard my story 100 times. So for those of you that haven't, feel free to go to KathyBinner.com and click on Kathy's story. And you'll see when you read through this story, it makes you lean in. It makes you say, I now see what's in it for me. Because remember, your audience is always asking, whether they say it out loud or not, what's in it for me? They're not going to sit there and look through your products and services unless you're going to help them solve something they need solved. Okay? It's not about you saying, look at me, look at all the books I've written, look at all the, you know, that's, it's not about that. It's about how you can help your audience. Then, of course, chat with Kathy. I put that right up front and center. Here's where they can do the 30-minute coffee chat. If you're in the tribe, you get virtual office hours, or you can do the one-on-one coaching. So that's all, that's where, again, they're going to say, what's in it for me? Well, you get, you can talk to me. How many, I know Linda has, I know Estella has, I know Sherry and I, we talk all the time. We talk a lot off of these calls because it's all about what, how I can help you. Again, see, I'm trying to serve you. My serving is my selling. So then, of course, I've got to become a member. Because again, once you go through those first two or three links, then you're like, well, how can I actually become a member of this? And here's how. And there's just a little button down here. It tells everything we talk about. And here is how you can become a member. It's $25 a month. So I'll toss that out there. And then out of that $25, I give away over half of it into the giving back page. And that's why I have my giving back page a little bit higher in my website than some do. And here is all the ways that I give back. And of course, that's just a feel good thing. Not only is it actually bringing value to the world around me, but it lets folks know if they're working with me that they too are a part of giving back. And again, I think we all want to help and give back around the world. And here's the ways that we can do that. And it tells how it works and what I'm supporting and why I'm supporting them. And I've got space here to add two more, which is coming for those of you that follow this giving back page. And then when you click on the more button, here is where it goes right through what the homepage, the free meetups, and then here are the free meetups, health and wellness, real estate, and today we're on entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. There's authors and writers, networking and connecting, and then it goes right into my one-on-one coaching, the tribe trips, and then all the things that point back, the books, the podcast, the blog. We have a magazine. Several of the folks on this call today are staff writers for the magazine. And again, it's another way that I can help promote you. Because again, when you show up to be in my tribe, you're asking yourself, what's in it for me? And so I try to give back every way I can. And so I allow my closest members, my longest members, they become staff writers on the magazine. And it's a way I can promote what they do. In the magazine, and it's a quarterly magazine. And then our calendar of events and speaking topics, and then you can even join our speakers cabinet. And again, that's another way that I help promote all of you is by putting you in our speakers cabinet. So when folks are looking for a guest on a podcast, they come here and say, oh, let's click on the speakers cabinet. So I'll show you what that looks like real quick here. This is... join our speakers cabinet. Let's go back to, I gotta make this a little smaller, sorry, so I can see the rest of my list. It is need a speaker, that's the one. And this is where I would place you. These are folks that I have interviewed on my podcast, and they are now in my speakers cabinet, and anyone can come here on the speakers cabinet and click on their link, and it takes you right to their landing page or their website. And so here's some folks, and I'm going to show you what that looks like. And let's see who comes up first. There's mine, but let's see who comes up first here that's on the call today. Sunel's going to be on again, by the way. And you'll see a lot of folks here that you know. Rita is one of my co-hosts in the fitness. I'm looking for one of you. I know you're here. I've got a lot of folks. This is over 7 years. These are a lot of folks that I've interviewed that I'm helping promote now. And so it's a lot of fun to see all of these folks on here. There's Sherry. All right. If we click on Sherry, and it goes right to her website. So folks then can come right here and connect with Sherry. They can see her about page, her podcast, her events, her store, her books, her courses. They can see all of that. So does that make sense? So anyway, I am now going to go back to the Entrepreneurs and Solopreneurs. And this is the actual course that we're in today. And so if I click on that, see if it'll take me over to it. Here it is. And if I scroll down, this just tells about the course and the curriculum. And right here is where we are, is serving is selling. And I'm going to click on this second one. And building relationships with influencers through organic serving. And this is what we're talking about today. So think about, who do you know that you're following anyway? And I'm going to go to Sherry next, because Sherry has been following someone and she is now getting some great information. And so I'm going to go to her next to share that. But think about, who is it that you're following already? You either love their podcast, you go to their meetups, you click on their mastermind calls, maybe you've joined one of their classes, but for whatever reason, it's someone that you really connect with, you really can relate to, and their audience is very similar, if not the same, as your audience. And think about, how can you serve them? How can you serve them so that you get noticed and they start mentioning you in front of their audience? So the first thing is, you have to understand the concept about serving is selling. But the second thing is, you have to identify the right influencers. Who is it that you want to serve? Now, here's a little contest that we did last year. I had everybody pick five people that they wanted to serve. Now, you can't do five. You all know, if you bought five courses, there's no way you could keep up on five courses. If you decide to follow five influencers, you can't. It's too much, because that influencer might be on two or three times a week, you know, or two or three times a month. And there's no way you could do five of those. But what will happen if you pick five and you attend, say, for the first week or two, you attend a couple of things that they're doing, you sign up maybe for a low level course or whatever, to where you can get in front of them, you'll know which ones you really feel that you can connect with. And what's going to happen is that you will kind of weed it down to maybe two that you really feel that you can connect with. And so I challenge you to pick five, list five, explore, go look at their landing page, see what they're bringing to the table. You don't want someone that's offering the exact same thing as you, because now they're not going to put you front and center if you're in competition with them. You want someone who your product accents their product. It goes along with their product. Okay. See, I'm teaching that you need to have a platform. Linda's showing up with the platform. You see the difference? Now, the audience is going to be very similar. They're going to be interested in my topic and her topic. So identify the right influencers, then narrow it down to two, and then make a commitment. Say, I'm going to serve these two influencers for one full year and see where it takes me. Now, I did that, and I'm going to give you another example. I did that when Clubhouse, it's an app on the phone, came out early on. I did that on Clubhouse. I ran across this gal, and those of, again, that have heard my story, you've heard this, and this is how I met several of you, but and it's how I got my co-host, my co-mod for my Fit as a Fiddle program, was off of that Clubhouse call. And a lot of those folks that you saw in the speaker's cabinet were some of my first interviewees, and they came off of that Clubhouse call. But I just showed up consistently on Clubhouse with this gal. She finally one day had to be out traveling. And she said, Kathy, you're always here. Can you host the call for me today while I'm traveling? And I was like, okay. And so now here she put me in her seat. She had me actually run her Clubhouse meetup. And so through that, we became friends. We built a relationship. She then met a publisher. And so she and the publisher decided to collaborate and do a book called, Called to Speak, Lead, and Impact was the name of the first book. And so she called me up and said, Kathy, I want you to be in this book. She said, we're trying to get authors in the book. And I said, absolutely. And so just to fast forward, for those of you that are on this call, I now am going to launch my third book with her. Sherry is also an author with her. And my third book comes out here in April over in Miami. And I've been to her house. I've stayed over. We're friends. She's we've met here in Sarasota and had dinner with her and her husband. And so we've actually built a relationship. And she is still one of my influencers, and I still try to serve her. I'm going to the event early in April because I'm going to help set up. I'm going to help run the bookstore. I'm going to help, you know, wherever I can serve, I'm going to help serve her. Now, she's getting paid to do this event. This is her product. I'm going to serve her. And you know what's going to happen? She's going to bring me up on stage. Am I right, Sherry? She's going to bring me up on stage at some point, and every one of her audience is going to get to know who I am and what I'm about and why I'm there. And I'm pretty much guaranteed that she's going to give me some kudos for being there early and helping and serving and all of that, which then is going to make her audience feel more comfortable working with me because they know that I'm giving back. So you see how all of that fits together. And that's another example of choosing an influencer that you're going to serve. And so once you choose, then you have to engage, follow them on social media, engage with their content, share their content, attend their events, their webinars, their workshops, participate actively in their events, and then finding out what are their needs. When this gal, her name is Wendy, and when she has her conference coming up here in April for this book launch, not only is she going to promote me as one of her authors, but I'm going to offer her assistance, and I'm going to see what are her challenges. And for those of you that are on this call, I know this may sound kind of silly, but one year she had a brand new pair of high heels. She had to be up on stage all day on her feet, running up and down all around, putting this conference together. And her shoes were brand new, and they were giving her a blister. And I said, "Wendy, what can I do for you?" And she said, "Find me some Band-Aids for my heels." And so my job, I was, and I took my job seriously. It was like, that's a dumb little thing, but how important was that for her on that day? So that, because she didn't bring another pair of shoes and she didn't want to go up on stage in her bare feet. And so my job was to find her Band-Aids. So I'm saying you have to serve and not really expect anything back in return. Okay. And then provide value. When that host brings you up front, bring value when you come. Bring value. Make sure that you always have something positive to add to your influencer's audience. And then be consistent and have patience. Build that trust, build that rapport, and you will earn an invitation. Trust me. So anyway, that is all about the serving is selling. So let me hear any comments, questions, aha moments. But I want to turn it over to Sherry because Sherry is also involved with several other organizations, and Sherry is bringing tons of value. Sherry is my co-host, my co-mod for this. Linda is also stepped in as a co-host today. But Sherry, over to you, and share with us what you have. And I want everybody else to think about what this conversation has meant to you and how you can use it in your business. Over to you, Sherry.
Before I get started, does anybody have any questions for Kathy?
I don't have any questions, but I do have to leave at 1 o'clock. So I just wanted to, I'm not trying to be rude.
Oh, no, ahead, no. Please. Yeah. And Marty can only stay on for an hour too.
Mm-hmm. So this is the book that, Kathy was referring to that I am part of. It's called Becoming You. There's total of 15 authors in here, and we each told a little bit about our story. Mm-hmm. So that's Becoming You. And that it was with Kathy's friend and the publisher. Kathy showed my website a little bit ago, and I had said that I have multiple websites. I'm just going to quick share my screen, and then I'm going to share a little bit about some of the work that I've been working on at the moment. So you saw this screen. Let me get that out of the way. And I have these things up here. So I already opened everything. The courses. Now this is my store. It has books on it.
my courses page has just course after course after course that I've been publishing. And then I have two podcasts. So here is one of the podcast websites, and here's the other podcast website. And I'm going to stop at this one just for a moment because Kathy was talking about influencers. The lady that is standing beside me in this picture is an influencer. I'm going to stop sharing my screen so I can explain a little bit. For some of you who know me, you know that that is Jonalee Zupanczyk. Jonalee Zupanczyk is a math teacher, instructional coach, and consultant for schools in the Ohio area. I met her around the same time I met Kathy back in 2018. And we met and it w we met at the bookstore at Barnes and Noble. Yeah. What was that, Kathy? Come on, help me out.
Was it the book launch for Carrie?
Not for everybody else. The book where oh, what? Okay, my brain has gone fried. What is it when you go to a bookstore and you're signing all the books?
Just a book launch, a book signing.
Book signing. Thank you. Book signing for over 100 authors. And this gentleman comes up to me and says, "Hey, what are you doing? I'm writing a book about a writing disability." And he's like, "Hold on a minute." And he turns around, he leaves me, but he tells me not to move. And he comes out, and this poor little girl is being like very being dragged along behind him. He's pulling her so hard she can barely stand on her feet. And he's like, "John Lee, meet Sherry. Sherry, meet John Lee. Bye." Well, the next thing I know, we're down in the Starbucks at the Barnes and Noble, and we're talking. Next thing I know, all those people that were at the book signings were like leaving the building. I'm like, "I think we better go." And she's like, "But I don't want to." And so, long short of it is, we have been meeting together for a while, have a podcast. We're writing in the process of writing a book. We have some of those courses are also co-hosted by her. So, talk about a chance meeting 8 hours from my house.
And it turned away into a great collaboration for you two.
It has been a fantastic collaboration. It has taught me a lot about myself and where I want to go from here. So I share those things because each one of those things was a different website. And so each one may have one page, it may have more than one page on them, but they all link together to that first website that was linked in Kathy's location. But one of the things I've been struggling with my sales is getting the funnel that Linda's been talking about, getting the funnel to work efficiently. It works, but I can't say that it's working fantastically. And so I keep going back and reading more about funnel creation and where the story origins, where the story goes. And I got a chance to see Russell Brunson right before his last Funnel Hacking Live event online through a friend of mine.
Now,
And I went to.
does everybody know who he is? Yes.
That is a good question. So I am going to explain that. So that led to his next thing, because he is like the king of creating funnels. His middle book is called Expert Secrets. I know that Miss Estelle's writing this down. This is not where you start, though, Estelle. You need to, well, I guess he does say this is where you start, and then you go back to his first book, which is .com Secrets. And then book number three in the trilogy is called Traffic Secrets. So right now I have been listening to this book, and I got a free course out of going to that 3-day event that has been like going into this, like in like with in every detail. It has been absolutely fantastic. But Kathy keeps talking about the hero's journey. And one thing, it's in the middle of his book here. It's secret number 7 is called The Hero's Two Journeys. And if I can pull this up here that you can see, the hero actually is going on two journeys at one time. So when Kathy shares the hero's journey in her materials, she shares a 23-step circle of how you go on this journey of enrichment, empowerment, and you change yourself before you can change others. And there was some research on, let me flip a page. Michael Haig is the name of it. Yes. Michael Haig wrote more information on that. The original story of the hero's journey was written by Campbell in Man with a Thousand Faces. And that book has been used to create most of the cinematic movies that you see. Iron Man, all the Avengers movies, The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, the Star Wars series, they've all been written utilizing the idea of the hero's journey. But Michael Haig started realizing that it was actually two journeys happening simultaneously. And these are the hero's two journeys. So there's a little bit of information on how to utilize the hero's two journeys in your marketing in this book. And then the next secret, because he has every chapter set up as a secret. The next secret is called the Epiphany Bridge. And when Kathy was sharing her about page, she calls it Kathy's story. She had a sequence.
I call it my aha moment.
Mm-hmm. She had a series of questions. And I'm going to share his 8 questions that he asks when he's writing a sales page. The backstory. What is your backstory that gives you a vested interest in your journey? Your desires. What is that you want to accomplish? It is so small to read. External and internal. What is the external struggle that you're dealing with, and what is the internal struggle that you're dealing with? The wall. What is the wall, the problem that hit you with your current opportunity that started you on this new journey? The epiphany, and that is his tipping point. That is that point when Kathy was talking about the realizing that she could actually make money because she was investing in the real estate so that she had the different locations. That epiphany, that aha moment, that you've experienced, this new opportunity that you discovered, the plan. What is the plan that you created to achieve your desire? The conflict. What conflict did you experience along the way? The achievement. What was the end result of what you achieved? And the transformation. What was the transformation that you experienced? So yeah, I shared a little bit about like 2 pages of the book, but hopefully that gets you thinking there's a little bit more to the story than just the hero's journey. I always got stuck with the hero's journey because I guess I could see the two conflicts going on, that internal conflict and that external conflict, and them going through parallel at the same time. And one of the things he shares in the, not in the book, but what things he shared in the course that I went to, is Will Smith wrote Hitch, as he was studying Michael Haig's book. And so The Hitch is actually designed and written with the hero's journeys side by side. So hopefully, in that quick, short synopsis of a guy who is making billions of dollars and giving back to the world, he actually has opened a museum at this point in time, and he has purchased original documents from the early 1900s, late 1800s, of some of the most powerful, influential people of their time. Has anybody ever heard of Napoleon Hill? Got some hands going, the book Think and Grow Rich and some of his others, he's actually bought first editions. He bought an actual manuscript from Napoleon Hill's family of a book that was never released. And he has spent so much money, and he's opening a museum and education center. Kind of takes after my own heart, doesn't it, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Out
Yes.
in Idaho, and one of these days I will get there. So, but I'm learning from him, and he has escalated and changed a lot of the words that I am using to execute my initial contact with people. So if anybody's interested, my initial contact with people is usually through Eventbrite, and I do a webinar monthly, which he's encouraging me to bump that up a little bit, but monthly. And my next set of webinars is this coming Thursday, and I do them 8, 12, and 7 p.m. three times in one day. And it's moving right along. So it's amazing how many people are finding it. So I believe that if I start bumping that up to a few more times a month, that I will start to accelerate. But I didn't want to do it too fast because I was doing learning,
I
implementing,
get it.
learning, implementing. And as soon as I get it done and ready to go, I'm going to bump it up. So I have one more month of learning that I gave myself, and then my plan is that it will start to convert, and it should start to convert because I think I'm actually rewriting it today based on what I've learned. So
Well,
it's just
great
I'm just
information, Harry.
going into smaller little bits of information, and not getting into techno babble, as he called it, which is one of my issues. Since what I talk about a lot is neuroscience, so it is a lot of technical babble.
No, I get it. I get it. But that was great information. And so for those of you that are still on the call or going to listen to the replay, just know that if you go back to that Kathy story page in my website at kathybinner.com and click on Kathy's story, you can use those prompts because Sherry had the questions. Mine are prompts where you simply finish the sentence. And sometimes you can see Sherry's questions and go, okay, but how do I write that? But if you go then to mine and kind of match those up, you'll see mine is a prompt where it's the beginning of a sentence and you just finish the sentence and it answers a lot of those questions that Sherry just went through. So be sure and check that out. It makes it easier to write your story. But again, my challenge to you is to write down paper and pen, five influencers, research the five a little bit, go to their landing pages, their websites, find out who they are, what they do, why they do it, who their audience is, narrow it down to two, and then commit yourself that you're going to serve these two influencers for one full year and then test and measure at the end of that 1 year. And it could be that throughout that 1 year, you'll really be connected to one more than the other, which is fine too, but stick with two for one full year. And then you can rinse and repeat that every year. You can pick a different influencer and do it again and again and again and again and again. And your audience will just grow and grow and grow. Is that helpful?
Yeah, and some of these big people, because Russell's hard to get close to at this point.
Right.
But somebody like Kathy, who is a smaller organization, it's easy to serve somebody like Kathy. That's why Linda and I are here. We're serving her so that she can have support with these. And I asked Kathy ahead of time that I could share this before we recorded today, because I was like, these are good questions, and they're just taking what Kathy's doing and altering the position a little bit, but still getting that same point across.
And so you can see where Sherry came with value. And so that's why I, in turn, do everything I can to promote Sherry. She is in our speaker's cabinet. I've interviewed her on my podcast. She's stayed over at my house. We're in books together. So anyway, it's just a good collaboration all around. And that's what it's all about is, again, I'll have to go back to my phrase that, you know, the rising tide raises all the ships. And so it's all about just bringing everyone along on your journey. Any last minute comments before we go? We're just a little bit past the top of the hour. Any comments or questions? Sherry, thank you so much for participating with your information today. I appreciated it. Linda, thank you for being here. Wendy, thank you for staying on with us. Estella had to jump off. She had a phone call. And Marty had to go because she's taking care of her dad. That's why she is over in another state today, in a cold state. I guess she said it was, what, 50 degrees there. Yes, Wendy, thank you. It was nice for you to be here as well. So until next time, put us on your calendar. We're here every Monday at noon with a different topic. We are here the first Monday of every month talking about building a better business. So thank you for being with me today, and we'll see everyone next time. See everyone later. Bye.
Bye.